da ya na 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 Shabbos, yeah? Ay, na, 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 Biskavola, Savevecha, let's go, Hebra. Did it a die, 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 die,
die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die, die,
ya da 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 di da 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 ya da 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 gen hai hai ya da da ya la ira da da ya ira ya da 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 di da na 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 ira la ira da da ya la ira 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 da 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 ah my god exai ay na yam shab samasmes Oh, misached es ayay ayay, biskubul da sevecha.
Alright, so try to mikatz a little bit. I just like started writing a little bit today and. Hashem, I think like a very nice Indian came out of this. So, anyone want a pen, pencil? You know, we're almost at Purim. We spoke about four Purims in 37 days. You know?
It's coming, Trevor. You gotta get ready. Also, this week is a loaded
Parsha. This is Parsha Shalach, Shus Hayam, right, Parsha Amon. A lot of stuff going on. So I've ever seen someone here who says, right, what do you do with Haman? You eat the man. So how do you spell Haman?
Haman.
Hey, man, and that's what you eat Hamantashins. Oh. It's eating like the man. It's a firm Torah. It's only a firm Torah. It's not an everyday Torah. But we got to get rid of it. All right, Chevra. So, Baruch Hashem, we have Adi here. So that means we know what we're going to do today. Baruch Hashem. So, yeah, that's mine. So we're going to start strong. But it's only because we have to mechazik each other. So it's quoted by Shvi Shal Pesach, which is Mamash this week's Parsha. This is what it says. Ready, Chevra? It's big sugi right now. Big chizik, siyat l'shmayim. It's in the Zohar, HaKadosh, Parsha's B'shalach, Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. This is what it says. V'hai kra ha'ukimna. Listen to the pasuk says, "The akrav lechochelo resichu laagacha krava." That says on the pasuk that says uparo hikriv, right? So what does it mean uparo hikriv? That paro came close, right? To do macham. Listen to what it says in the Zohar Kaddish. Uparo hikriv, Rabbi Yossi Amar ha itmar hari lamandu b'midrashim dekarev lon lechuva shehikriv es Yisrael ah chizkiyo shehikriv es Yisrael lechuva gedola. You know what it means when it says Uparo Hikriv? That Paro brought Klal Yisrael to doing an unbelievable tshuva. Ki berosam es Paro shebo lachim lahem. When we saw that Paro was coming to fight us, kasuv yiru me'od vayitzaku ben Yisrael Hashem. That what we got very afraid of, we screamed out to Hashem. She was like, what? That Paro was like the messenger for us to tshuva. Crazy, no? Uparo Hikriv ksev Hashem batzar pikaducha tzaku katsu nachash. What does it mean, batzar pikaducha? La pakdin Yisrael kuchabrechu b'shaita denaicha el b'shaita akir lo lehu. That for some reason, Ein Yisrael poked him as a Kadosh Baruch Hu is palei love. That what we don't really daven to Hashem. Sheishlem nachas ella b'shash mitzar mosam. Rather, for some reason, we only daven to Hashem when things are bad. But for some reason, we forget to daven to Hashem when things are good. Ukdein kulhu pakdin le v'az kulam pokdin moso mispalim lefanav. And at that point, that's when everyone comes to Dam Tashem. We're going through Tzaras, unfortunately. Tzaku Nachash, Perusho, V'kulu Tzlan, B'tzlosin V'avusin. As Kol Yisroel is Palin, B'tfilos V'bakashos. All of Klaisel Dam Tashem, begging Hashem. V'ariku Kamei Tzlosin. V'shofrim Libam Lefanov, B'tfilos V'bakashos. We cry to Hashem. U'mefarish Yoser, E Masai, when do we daven? Musarach Lamo, Perusho, B'shaita de pakid lon kutchabrichu birtzuoi. B'shar shakash baruchu miyaiser, when Hashem whips us and lashes us, birtzua shelo, asim is palam ilav makshim rachmim. Only unfortunately, we wait for sometimes, it's just our stupidity, we wait for tzaros to come upon us, then we doubt. V'achar shespal Yisrael, k'dein kutchabrichu, ka'im alayu birachmim. But Baruch Hashem, Hashem loves us, so after we daven, Hashem has great mercy on us. V'nicha kameah hu kala delhon. And Hashem gets such a nachas ruach from that kol that we daven. Begin this para min saneum. Why? So that He can punish our enemies that punish us. V'smalei aleu barachameh. V'smalei barachmeh. So what do you see also? In a way, sometimes we sin and do bad things as a plan for Hashem to take out revenge on our enemies. Right? So Hashem gets nachas ruach. What do we see? See, a lot of times, for some reason, we wait till things are bad to daven, which isn't a good thing. But we see what happens. What is it you do when you're going through a hard time? You daven. So, this is mashal. This mashal, remember when I read this, I remember I was very like emotional. I don't know why. I think it was Motzi Pesach last year. And I remember I was in Ram Beit Shemesh, and I started crying for the mashal because it was like, oh God, listen to this. Da de ukrime misal li yona imanetz. Mashal zed is a mashal brought down in Medrash Shir Hashirim. That time the Bar Yishmael, b'shash yitz Yisrael mi Mitzrayim la yudomin. At the time that we left Mitzrayim, what did that look like? Li yona shebarchem pnei hanetz. It looked like a dove running away from a snake. What happened? It's a mashal of a yona running away from I think a bigger bird is an eitz. And when it went into a hole, and what was in that hole? A starving snake. So what happened? It couldn't go more in, right? Why? Because there was a nachash there who was waiting to eat it. And it tried going backward, but what's that? What's outside? The bigger bird waiting to kill it. Ma'asa Yona. What did the Yona do? Right? Hischilat tzvachas mit pachas ba'agafe kidei sheyishma la bal hashovach vivolatzila. You know what the Yona started doing? It started flapping its wing and screaming so that the person who owns the dovecote should hear it and come save it. So what's that mashal similar to? Kach Yisrael havu kriven liyama. What happened? We were running and we came to the Yam. V'havu chaman liyama kamayu azil v'sar v'gagaloi zakvin le'ela havu dechilin. And what happened? We saw the sea was going crazy. Crazy waves, crazy thunderstorms. Zakvu enayhu v'chamu l'paru l'mashrisai. Nasu enayim l'achareim. We said, maybe let's go backward. What do we see behind us? Paro coming to kill us. From this side and from this side, we have nothing. V'avne girin uvastiran. And they saw all the stones and arrows and bows and arrows that they were shooting at us. Kidein v'yirmo'o, that we got very afraid. Ma'avdu, what do we do? Vayitzaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem. Rosh Hashanah she'asu tshuva. We did tshuva. We screamed out to Hashem. Man garam hai de karivu Yisrael legabe avun delela. Who caused us to do this tshuva? Para. Who garam lahem? Para was the one who caused this. Shehu hayakir tzua b'yadakash barchu liyasam l'karvim l'avishmayim. Because why? Because he was like that rope in the hands of Hashem. Paro was a puppet. Hadu dechsevu paro hikriv. And that's what it means, that paro hikriv. Ha inmar shehikriv Yisrael l'avishmayim. That paro, the klipa of all the klipas, what did he do? He brought us back to Hashem. Unbelievable, no? So I think, let's speak about two inyanim here that I think that are very nice. One, we see that, what does it mean that paro brought us to doing tshuva? And two, we see a koch of tefillah. Right? Dafka, when things look like you have no shot, what do? Vayitzaku, you scream out to Hashem. So first, I want to focus on that, and very quickly we'll speak about this. I think it's nice. Look at the beginning of the parsha, Bishalach. Yeah, the first aliyah, the first psukim also, says like this. Vayasev elokim esa'am pasagiches. Derech hamidbar. It says he like turned them around, they went derech midbar. So what does vayasev mean? So Rashi points out, yasev is hesiba min haderech hapshuta. He took them off the straight path, the derech ha'akuma. What does akuma mean? Like a twisted path, a tilted path. Right? We went like this. Instead of going straight, we went like that. So what do you see? I think just maybe we could say b'derech efsher. I think it's nice that this is the path out of Mitzrayim. So now remember we said Mitzrayim represents all galus, a person of Eretz, whether ruchnius or gashmius. Mitzrayim is always everything. That's all galus is rooted in Mitzrayim. Yeah. So you see that what in order to get out of Mitzrayim, it doesn't always take the straight path. It doesn't just snap your fingers. Sometimes it goes like this, and sometimes unexpected things. But how many stories do we have that we thought that Hashem was mamish messing us over, and dafka because that happened, everything worked out. I'm sure we could all tell stories about these type of things, no? So what does it mean? Hashem took us off the derech pruta and took us the derech roundabout way. Which means that what? That the derech out of Mitzrayim for us sometimes is things that are unexpected. That even Paro is the one who's giving, leading you to the tshuva. Alright? It's a Gemara Megillah. Says something very cool. It says that Haman HaRasha was Ma'orer Tshuva in Klal Yisrael greater than all the 42 Nevi'im that we had previously before that. That while we had Nevi'im screaming at us to do Tshuva. It says one thing, Paro taking the ring from Achashverosh, that was a greater Tshuva that came from that than anything else. So who brought us back in Tshuva? That's perhaps one of the Yom that. What do we say on Purim? Baruch Haman. Right? If a person gets the Zizucha to get to that level, what do you say? Give Haman a bracha. Why? Because the Maisa, he deserves a bracha. He brought us to do tshuva. No? It's crazy, but that's real. Right? So Hashem uses all these people as puppets. So a person has to know that what? That a lot of times, when things are unexpected in life, I think it's just one chizuk, know that sometimes when things aren't working out, this is leading you towards your geula. A person has to know that. I think it's very important. A lot of times things that don't happen, Mamish, for example, Rav Baruch Simon, right? You heard of Rav Simon? One of the big Rosh Yeshiva in YU. Unbelievable. Right? So apparently, he didn't get married till like later on in life. You know how he met his wife? I think he was in his high 30s already. He met his wife that he was walking in Washington Heights and he slipped on ice and broke his leg. Yeah? So that's pretty rough. No, Hashem, what are you doing to me? His nurse was his future wife. Right? Isn't that wild? That way he broke his leg, which looked like the worst thing ever, and from there he found his wife. Right? There are countless upon countless of stories like this stuff. But sometimes when things don't look right, you have to know Hashem's always leading you towards the geula. So that's Nekuda Aleph. Now Nekuda Beis, what I really want to speak about. I really want to speak about the Koch of Tefillah. However, I think something that we do in this chabura that we have, we focus very much on that union of the Torah and Tefillah go hand in hand. But we mamash have to mechazik the union of Tefillah. What would we just see from the Zohar Kaddish? Well, when your mom is trapped and the Yonah has a snake over here and the bird over there, what do you do? There's no other etzah but what? Scream out to Hashem. That's it. So if you look in Perek Yid Tes, it says, Vaykach Moshe etz Atzmos Yosef Imo. It's a big gematria itself. Atzmos Yosef. Remind me at the end if I don't say it. Atzmos Yosef Imo, okay? Ki hashpeh hishpia es b'nei Yisrael le'mor pakor yifkor olakim eschem. Ba'alisam ez atzmosai mizeh etchem. Okay, right. So that's that. What did Moshe do? He went to get the bones of Yosef, right, to take them out. Sorry, pasuk Yichas. V'yasa l'kim es am derech hamidbar yamsuf v'chamushim alu bnei Yisrael. So what does it mean v'chamushim? So chamushim is like sounds like five. It says that what? Only 1/5 of Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. 4/5 died, didn't leave. So that's one pshat in Rashi. Another pshat is chamushim is lashon of kli zayin. That we came that armed, right? We had a weapons with us. So, Chaver, listen to this carefully. What does it mean we came that? What was our weapons? What were our weapons that we had? My man. So this is what the Kli Yakar says, Chaver. It says, Aval Bavur Bnei Yisrael Lo Hayatzarach L'Chose Hasivuv Ki Bnei Yisrael Alu Chamushim. What does it mean? Chamushim Mizuyanim. We were armed. Armed with what? Ki Hema Banim. Emun, bum. B'nei ma'aminim b'borchim b'tshu Hashem. You know why? Because we had emunah in us. V'zuhi klei zainim. That's our weapon. Emunah. Al kein hayu b'tuchim b'mulcham. Therefore, we had nothing to worry about. Why? Because we were strong in our emunah. Aval kol miyut ha'bitachon. Anytime you're lacking in bitachon, bolahem min ha'arav erev rav. Ki karavhu. That only came from the erev rav. Mean that what? That we were strong in our emunah. Right, anytime he had sfeikos and emunah, it was only because of the erev rav. But Klal Yisrael, you know what our weapons are against our enemies? Is emunah. Chaver, that's real. Emunah is a weapon. That's how we fight our wars. Dafk with our emunah. Our Kli Zayin is emunah. So let me ask you, what's emunah? What does it mean emunah? So Chaver, listen to this. If you go to the end of the parsha, look at that. We already get into the sugyas v'malek, which man show it's a sign that Purim is mamish coming. Right. So if you go to Perek Yid Zayin, pasuk Yid Beis. Listen to this. Right, we know they're in the war. Let me ask a question. How do we win the war of Amalek? What was like the secret going on with Moshe Rabbeinu?
Lifted his hands. Oh,
whenever he lifted his hands, it says that what? As long as Moshe's hands were lifted up, yeah? Then we win. So what does the pasuk say about his hands? Vayivideh Moshe kevedim. His hands are very heavy. Vayichu even, vayisimu tachta, vayishav alev, v'aron v'chur tamchu biyadav. Aron v'chur lift his hands up. Mizeh echad, vayi, listen to this, chavra. Vayi yodav emunah. Abba Shemesh. says that his hands were emuna. What? What does it mean? His hands were emuna? What does it mean? So Rashi says, you know what I mean? Vayhi yad v'emuna? Vayhi Moshe yadav be'emuna. Perusham hashemai, prushosh hashemai, they were spread out above. Betfila ne'emana v'nechona. In tefila. Listen what Targum Unklis, how he reads it. V'hava yidohi prisham betzlo. He says the hands were spread out in tefila. But what does emuna mean? Emuna means tefila. That's how it's translated. Now what's emuna? Emuna is tefila. And tefila is emuna. They go hand in hand with each other. It's not two separate things. And that means that what's our kli zayin? What's our weapons? Tefila is our weapon. Like we know by Yaakov Vinu, it says when he comes to Shechem, it says what? Becharbi u'bakashti. Yeah? So is charbi bakashti means. So Rashi points out, charbi u'bakashti. Charbi is like cherev pifios biadam. Right? With what? With the cherev, which is tefila and Torah. And bakashti is what? Bakashos. Tefila. That was his, that's Rashi. Rashi says that. The weapons of Yaakov were not his weapons. His weapons were his tefila. Rav Nachum says in Torah Beis Nekudei Maran, he says, you want to know what the weapon of Mashiach is? You know, you want to know how Mashiach wins his wars? It's called the Kli Zayin, it's called tefila. Tefila is ma'amashah weapon, chavra. This is what we use to fight our enemies. And who's our biggest enemy of all? Amalek. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu is doing. By he yad v'emuna. What? Through tefila. That's how you beat Amalek. That's your Kli Zayin, chavra. We have to know that. That's how you're armed. So now, if we come back to our pasuk I quoted before from Zohar Kaddish, Yud Dalad pasuk Yud, right? It says Uparu Hikriv VaYisu Bnei Yisrael Esenem VeYinei Mitzrayim. And we lifted our eyes, we saw Mitzrayim. No Seacharim was right behind us. VaYiru Meod, we got very afraid. What do? VaYitzaku Bnei Yisrael Hashem. We screamed out to Hashem. VaYitzaku. What does that mean? VaYitzaku. Listen, what Rashi says. Tafsu umanos avosam. You know what we took? What does umanos mean? The profession, right? When you have a maisa uman means a what? It's like a professional thing. Uman, yeah? Right? It means professional. Yeah? That's why I go to uman, so I can be professional in whatever I'm doing. You know, that's the only reason why. Right? Why else would you go to uman for Hashana? Okay, anyway. Right? Tafsu umanos avosam. So you want to know what itzaku bnei Yisrael means? That what? We took the profession of our fathers. But Avram, who Omer, Ala Makom, Asher Amad Sham. Right? That Amad Sham means he davened there. He davened, that's where he davened Shachris. Be Yitzchak, Lasuach Pasade. What? That he davened Mincha. Be Yaakov, Ayivka, Bamakom. He established Marv. That what was the profession of our Avos? What did they do to make their profession? They were davened feet. They davened. That's what they were doing. And what does Rash say? That here, you know what we did? We tapped into the tefillahs, tapped into the profession of our Avos. Listen to this. We'll read another Zohar, Kaddish. The Zohar here is in Parshas B'Shalach, Daf Mem Zayin, Amud Beis. It says, Tachaze. Kad iskrivu par lagacha karva bu Yisrael. Bahu zimna lobai kuchabrichu di Yisaron Yisrael is arusa latata klal. At that point, Hashem didn't want Klal Yisrael to daven at all. Why? Because you know why? Because it was a very risky time. Because you know what the Malachim were saying in Shemayim? Halalu of the Varazara? Mitzrayim Dovid Varazara, Vehalalu of Rezara, and also Klaisos of Devarazara. So why are you saving them? So Hashem said, don't daven right now. Why? Because you're going to order bad things. So why wouldn't you daven? You know why? Deha is Arusa Le'ilahu, because it's already from above. Why? Deha Avan Akdimu Vesaru is Arusa Dala'ilah. Kia Avos Ikdimu Ve'iru is Aru Zulimala. Because you know who's davening for us at that moment? The Avos were doing it. Which means that what? That Akrius Yamsuf. What happened? Avos came, there was the Tfilas of Avos that saved us, according to the Zohar Kaddish. So you could say what Rashi is saying here, that we tapped into the Emunas of our Avos. Means what? Because they were mamash with us here. That was going on at Akrius Yamsuf. The Zohar says, B'schusta Avos, Nikra Yamsuf. That's the Yama split. Dafta because our schus Avos. However, everything we do, if you realize this, every day we daven, right? How do we start our Shemana Esrei? Okay, Avram, okay, Yitzhak, okay, Yaakov. That everything is b'schus to Avos, Kedoshim. We always tap back into that. On Rosh Hashanah, what do we say? Okay, Avraham, okay, Yitzhak, before we enter into anything, always b'schus to Avos. So it's nice, because any tefillah, we know, like we learned from Rabbi Nachman the other night, and we've seen this before, is I always, I'm sure in Chabad there's an Indian, right? Always, there's a concept called Hiskashos Tzadikim. Yeah, you've heard this before? Right? You connect yourself to tzaddikim. You mizdabik yourself to daven that you bischus the tzaddikim that they help you daven. Right? So the kud is that the ikr tzaddikim is who Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov. It's actually nice because you say like this. We say Shema Kaleinu Hashem Elokeinu Chus Rachem Eleinu. So Shema Kaleinu Hashem is Hashem. You should hear our tefillos. So the chaver listens to remes. Shema Kaleinu Hashem. It's gematria 638. It's gematria exactly Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Shema Kaleinu Hashem. The what we're saying Hashem Schus Avos. But I'll tell you something cool about Schus Avos. Is that I remember I saw this to my wife one time. A lot of times, like you'll hear people say, "Oh, Schus Avos, Schus Avos." But it's not enough just to rely on Schus Avos. We have to do things on our own also. We have to build our own kelim. And then what happens when you do your avoda? Then Hashem says, "Okay, now you could have Schus Avos." Why? Because you earned it. Again, we always have this Schus Avos, but it's not enough just to say, "Okay, yeah." Like you think Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov appreciate that we do nothing and say, "Help me out." You know, it's like you have like a Rebbe, yeah? And the Rebbe, the way it works, like Rebbe, hey, I'm in jail, I can't tell my parents, you know? So the Rebbe's going to come bail you out. So what do you say? Oh, schus my Rebbe, schus my Rebbe. You think your Rebbe enjoys you being in jail? No. He would be so much happier if you were learning and then called him and said, Rebbe, I need you to daven that I can find a good shidduch. That's how it works the avos also. But every tefillah is what? Shema kaleinu Hashem. Schus the avos. Av nitzchak Yaakov. So how? So I think it's nice because if you take shema kaleinu, so take away 26 from Shema Kaleinu Hashem is 638. So take away 26. So just Shema Kaleinu, what do you get? 612. So much your bris. Well, when we're zochet to be kedushas habris, when we're working in yanim of shmiras habris, shmiras anayim, that's another way that our tefillos are answered. That was just bederach remes. But everything we do is just what? Is just bischus avos. All our tefillos, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, always bischus them. Yeah. So it's cool. Because we say this every day in davening, Perk Chaf of Tehillim. We say, Lamanatzech Mizmor David, Yancha Hashem B'yom Tzara, Yisigev HaShem Yaakov. And towards the end, we say something very interesting. Listen to this, Deborah. It says, Eil Levarechev, Ve'il Basusim. That what? That our enemies come with their chariots, and they come with their horses, and that's how they fight. What do we do? Va'anachnu B'shem Hashem L'kei Naskir. What do? We just mention the name of Hashem. What does it mean, Naskir? What's Naskir? Lashonov? Listen to what it says here. Oh, so maybe it means to remember. Good. That's not what it means. It is what it means, but it also has another meaning. Have to listen to this very carefully. It's Gevaldig. Where is it? Here. Yeah? Listen to what it says over here in the Metzudas David. Eil varechev, ki halo rom anachnu asher anshei milchameseinu habam l'machama. Eilabam berechev, berov rechev, they come with all their chariots. Eilabam berov susim, shebehem yimtza ezeb melchama. Because that's what they say. What? This is how we're going to win. As long as we have our chariots and our horses, we'll win our war. Vanachnu b'shem Hashem naskir. Meaning what? Vanachnu wrote to Lomar, halo itanu ma'at rechev v'susim. We don't have so many chariots. We don't have so many horses. We're not the biggest. V'ach anachnu naskir b'melchama shem Hashem, u'me'emo nevakesh ezer. And that's who helps us win our war. That's what we ask Hashem to help us out. So again, what does v'naskir mean? Shem Hashem Nazkir. So this is what it says over here. Let me find it. Shem Hashem Elkin Nazkir. Where is it? Ah, here. Ah. No, Adi, where is it? Adi, where are you? Why are you hiding it from me? Oh, here, got it.
There it is.
No, wait, where? Adi, where is it? I need it.
It's just there.
You think I got it? Oh, I got it. Yeah. Eilav Rechev Rashi. Yesh min ha'umo shebotchim berechev. Some of the nations, they rely on what? On their chariots. Barzel shalem. Yesh shebotchim besusem. Some rely on their horses. Ava anachnu b'shem Hashem Nazkir. We call out to Hashem. Ki lo Yeshua. What's Nazkir? Lashon haktara u'tfila. That's how we beat our enemies. How? Through tfila. They come with all their big stuff. And what do? HaKol Kol Yaakov V'yadayim Yedei Esav. As long as the Kol Yaakov, which is Torah and Tefillah, is strong, then what happens? That's Mizgaber on the Yedayim Yedei Esav. That's how we Mizgaber on them, with our Kol. Esav thinks it's all about the body, it's all about looking strong, and all about your Kli Mechama, and this. You know what our Eitzah is? With our Tefillah, that's how we get, that's our battle. However, you have to realize that. That's a weapon. That's what you have to go up versus the Eitzah Hara. Do we think about that when we're davening? Like Rav Soloveitchik used to say, he says, when he came to America, this was Moshe Weinberg. So when he came to America, he realized something very sad. He says that people come to Davin to finish. Can you relate to that? I think so. People come to davening just to finish. Chevra, if you only knew that what? That this is your weapon. This is what you're going... You wouldn't go to war. Anyone here planning to go to the army? Maybe. It's an option, right?
I did it already.
You're ready, right? You're not going to go to war and then just like... You're going to be careful with that. Chevra, tefillah is your weapon. That's mamash what you have here, according to Rashi. And the Tzuras David. It's actually nice. Because remember before I told you to remind me of the Remes. Yeah? So we're coming to Purim. If you have to go, don't worry about it.
I gotta get out now so I can get my weapon.
Okay, see you soon. Shkoyach. So, Chevra, how does it go? Let's listen to this, yeah? Here's how we do it, okay? So, the Maisa, it's called that Reb Nachman speaks about that there's a concept called Vafilu Bastara Shebesoch Hastara. Right? There's something called a double Hastara, which is like a double gullus. For example, where do we learn at Esther Amalka from? Pasuk says, Haster Astir Panai, which means a what? Hester plus Esther, it's a double gullus. It's a double hiding. Yeah? So isn't this a nice remez? To the Gematria, what's Gematria? Shushan Habira, which is where all the Tumah goes down. Shushan Habira, so Shushan is Gematria 656, and Habira is Gematria 222. What do you get? 656 and 222.
878.
It's Gematria Shushan Habira, okay? It's Gematria exactly Gullus times 2. A double Gullus is Gematria exactly that. That's Shushan Abira. Shushan Abira is what? That's the double Gullus. The what that the Menachem says, what's a double Gullus? Is that you don't even know that you're in Gullus. That's how bad it is. So if you take the Gematria of Vanachnu B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir, Gematria exactly 878. That how do you get out of the double Gullus? How do you get out of Shushan Abira of the Tumah of Achashverosh? Pasuk says, "Va'nachnu b'shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir Gematria exactly Shushan Abira." That how do you get it out of the tumah of Shushan Abira? Dafka through tefillah. Knowing what? That my weapon versus Haman who wants to kill us physically, it's dafka with tefillah. Hold on a second. What's Purim Sheikhas tefillah? I thought Purim is a day of Yayin and also the day of Torah, right? Ah, very good. So Adi already knows the Purim Sheikh everything, right? Yom Kippur, right? But it goes like this. That the derech we beat Amalek is dafka with Amunah and Tefillah. Because how do we see it? We see it from Moshe Rabbeinu. First of all, you see, Pasuk says, Mordechai sees Vayihi Omein es Hadassah. Right? What does Omein mean? So the way it's translated is that he raised Hadassah, who is Esther. Hadassah, who Esther, right? So Rubenstein said, he quoted Rabbi Nachman, that Vayihi Omein es Hadassah, that he raised Esther with Amunah. Omein is Lashon of Amunah. Shatat Tefillah, exactly. That what the Esther was strong in her Amunah. And also, you see, if you look at Halach and Shulchan Aruch, so we know everything. You know this already, and it's Givaldik. Yeah? So there's Halacha that just as we keep Torah, so too Hashem keeps the Torah. So it's very, very good. So there's a Halacha in Purim, it goes like this. But Purim, it's in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Tuf Reish Tzadi Dal, Simin Gimel. But Purim, Ein Medakdin Levdok Es Misha Mevakesh Maos. On Purim, you don't have to check. Whoever's asking for money, you don't have to check are they legit or not. Even a guy, you can give to them. Ella, listen to what it says. Kol mi sheposhe yado, lito. Nostin lo. Anyone who puts out their hands to give to you, you have to give to them. Now, what does that mean? So, if I put my hands out to you, you have to give it to me. But since we know that what does kol poshe yado mean?
You raise your hands
to
Hashem.
And what did we say before that is? That's amun, that's tefillah. So what? Call push yado no lito no sino. The what on Purim when you put out your hands to Hashem, Hashem also has to mekayim halacha. Hashem's gonna give it to you also. Purim's a day of tefillah with tefillah. I remember Rav Weinberger used to tell me also that people don't realize that Purim's a huge day of tefillah. I know this personally yet because Rav Weinberger, he said him and his wife very makkah that they grabbed time on Purim to daven. 2 years ago on Purim, it was 3 a.m. I was by the Babich Rebbe's all 3 a.m. Purim night. I couldn't sleep, so I just went there daven there. You know who showed? I was by myself with that. Mama should be this with Babaj Rebbe in the oil. You know the only person there was? Rebbitzin Weinberger. Weinberger's Rebbitzin came. At 3 a.m., she came to the oil to daven. Right? Mama, and it was pouring rain outside also, so it wasn't so fresh to come. Right? Now I'm a little bit, you know, I'm crazy, so, you know, I do what I have to do, you know?
It's supposed to snow a couple years
ago. Yeah, it's snow. Yeah, exactly. That, yeah, I was there for that too. But that started snowing during the day. And last year I was also by the Ohel, and it was literally 5 degrees outside. So I was saying to Hillim like this. It was like one like finger like on the page so it doesn't like blow off, you know? Even under the heater over there. But what's the day of Purim? It's a day of what called Poshi Yad Nosin though. Put your hands out to Hashem and say, Hashem, hook me up a little bit. That what's a day of tefillah? And that's you overcome a malik. Dafk with our tefillah. That's what it's about. It's a day of tefillah to take down a malik. That's why, what does it say right before Az Yashir? Right before we start singing Nigunim, which is about Mashiach. Vayaminu b'Hashem v'Moshe avdo. That we had a moon on Hashem and Moshe. So if you take the Gematria, Vayaminu b'Hashem u'v'Moshe avdo. What do you get? So Vayaminu b'Hashem, so the other night was Mikvah, 151. And so 151 plus u'v'Moshe avdo. What did we say was u'v'Moshe avdo? What did we say the other night? We said Vayaminu b'Hashem was Mikvah, u'v'Moshe avdo was... I remember. Okay, anyway, so I add 151, and Uve Moshe is 353, and Avdo is 82. So what do you get? 151, 353, and 82. Good. 586. Okay? 586. So Yamin Bashem Moshe Avdo's match at 586. Now, if you take the marker, good. You take the word tefillah, yeah? Tefillah is spelled like this in Hebrew. Tuf Yud Vav, 416. Tifi, Pe Al, 81. Lam, Lam and Mem Dal, 74. Tefillah, Hey Yud, 15. What do you get if you add it up? 416, 81, 74, and 15. How much? $5.86. What? The shlemus of tefillah, the miloi. Tefillah and its shlemus is what? Is gematria v'aminu b'Hashem v'moshe avdo. And what do you see again? That emuna is what is tefillah itself. And then what? Then we could sing Az Yashir, which is the shir of Mashiach. That's why, what's gematria shira? Right? It's Parsha Shabbos Shira this week. What's gematria shira? How much? 515. Gematria, exactly tefillah. That shira and tefillah go together, they're one thing. Bless you. Right? But the nekud is also that shira is also gematria nachla bli mitzarim. So what does it mean, nachla bli mitzarim? New. Finish with this. So what it means is that the fact that shira and tefillah are gematria nachla bli mitzarim means a what? Nachla bli mitzarim means a portion without mitzarim, bless you. Without mitzrayim. So how are you zocha to get out of Mitzrayim? Dafka when you tap into tefillah. Right, like Rav Matzal Zober said. That's dafka, the key out. Is what? When I have a strong tefillah, when I'm strong in Shira, that's my key out of Mitzrayim. So we'll just read two teachings from Rabbeinu. In Ishtafka Sanefesh. First we'll read Torah Chaf Tess over here. It's Mechazik Nirim, however. Listen to this. Amar. It's in Os Chav Tes in Ishtapkos and Nefesh. Amar. Tzarech kol adam litzok la'Hashem Yisbarach v'lisa libo elav Yisbarach. That every person has to what? Has to lift up their hearts to Hashem and scream out to Hashem. Ki'ilu hu be'emtza yam. As if you're in the middle of a crazy river. See. Toloi al chud ha'saira. That you're hanging by a hair. V'ruach sara soer. And there's a crazy wind. Alev ha'shemayim. All the way up to Shemayim. That you have no idea what to do. And you don't even have a second to scream out. Why? Because everything's about to end. He says, so what do you do at that moment when all their hope is gone? You have no etzah except for what? Just to scream out to Hashem. That's the only etzah we have at that moment. The kach tzrichin the whole ace at all times, chevra lehisbode the litzok l'Hashem isparach to be misbode and to scream out to Hashem. Chevra, listen to these five words. Ki ha'adam b'sakana gedolam od b'ze olam. A person is in a crazy sakana in this world. Kasher yadei kol echa b'nafsha. As we know, where are you from, Andy?
Five towns.
Where are you from? Tinek. Is there a bigger sakana gedol in the world than that?
No.
Tinek. Alright? But the Maisa Chevra, we know that. This whole world is a sakana, everywhere you go. So it doesn't mean that you shouldn't be part of this world. It means that what? You have to be connected to Hashem. How? Through tefillah. always being in his bodhis, always being in tefillah lifnei Hashem. That's the etzah to get out of all these crazy places. And one more nekuda, just to know that every single tefillah you have leaves a rosham, and it's important. Amar, haloha chenvani darka lahakeh ba'akafa shini ulo lachazman. Isn't the chenvani means like the tax collector?
Which one is this?
Mem aleph. Oh, it's mem aleph and shtapas and nefesh. Right, haloach chenvani darka lahakif ba'kafa shni lo lachazman. That the tax collector, you don't know when he's coming, but he always comes around to collect. Right, umadua lo yomar adam eza kapit lechtilim. Why doesn't a person grab a couple of prakim of tilim, oh lilmod or learn a little bit, oh laso shar mitzos v'yemunach umuchan etzlo le'esa torach. Then what? You can put it in your pocket for when you need it. Ki yes zman sheitzdarch lezesh yigbis char pulaso. That what you're going to need that time when he's coming to collect those tefillos. That what you're going through a tough time, but Hashem sees. Oh, look, you daven. What when you're just walking to go to sleep? You know, you take instead of just a 5-minute walk, you think about nothing. What happens? You focus. You say tefillah, Hashem, please help me have a strong sleep. That I wake up to be strong tomorrow in yeshiva. Right, just as a person is always so nervous that what? Oh, they're going to come to collect my taxes. So to hear, sometimes the malachim say, Hashem, why is this person such a good person? And Hashem sees, okay, let's see what he has. Look, he does his bodhis. He speaks to me all the time. He learns. Chevra, that what to realize that what our time is so precious. Especially our time here, you don't realize you're 1 year, 2 years, however long you'll be here, flies. So you go back into the sakana gedola. So right now is to build up your tefillos. Build up what? To make yourself comfortable in tefillah. That what? That you're not going to have to, like the Chaban says, is that what, Chevra, that's bidi eved that we have to go through tough times. I remember, unfortunately, when those three boys were killed. Remember that? So it was a crazy time of Achdus Yisrael. It was amazing Achdus Yisrael. But unfortunately, it takes that to have it. That shouldn't be what it is. Right? That's why, so the Chaban says, that's why if you look, some of our best friends throughout history is Paro, is Haman, is Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Exactly. But Chevra, that shouldn't be what it is. We should jump onto that now. Jump onto those, so you don't need to dab Veitzaku when you're between a snake and a bird. The what? You don't have to put yourself in that place. The way you get out of that sakana gadol is how? Tefillah. When I'm strong, my tefillah. Through leaving the Torah. That's what it is. Chevra, don't realize these are our weapons. You have to believe in that. I was telling to my wife before. I was like, we have to believe in what we're doing here. Tzarech emunah. In what you're doing. You have to have emunah in your emunah. Right? You have to believe in what you believe in. And that's a real thing. So believe that when the Kli Yakar says that what the tefillah is your weapon, when Rashi says tefillah is your weapon, he's not lying. It's real. That's what takes us out of the gullus of Shushan Abira, the gullus of Mitzrayim. Dafka, we grab onto those weapons of one of tefillah. And that's why, just to finish with one remez, what does Moshe take out with him? Vayikach Moshe as Atzmos Yosef Imo. He takes the Atzmos Yosef. So Al Pi Remez, take the matcha. Atzmos is 606, Yosef is 156, and Imo is 116. What do you get?
It was Yosef 156.
Yeah. So 606, 156, and 116.
Eight seventy-eight.
Right? So that's what Moshe takes. Atzmos Yosef Imo. 878, Gematria what? Shushan Abira, Gematria Golas times 2, and also Gematria, Vanacht Mishem Hashem Elkin Naskir. And what does Yosef represent? Yosef is the tzaddik, which means that what? The connected tzaddikim. Vaminu Ba'ashem of Moshe Avdo. What? When we connect the tzaddikim, that's how we get out. That's why, how did the Yamsov split? When it saw the Atzmos Yosef, it says, Vayar Ha'am Vayanos. Because Yosef ran away from Eishes Potiphar, that's why the sea split. But what we're saying here is that once it's all Atzmos Yosef, once it's all what? Vanachim Mishem Hashem Naskir, boom, it splits. Chevra, mechazik in tefillah, but believe in tefillah. Don't just take it for granted. Really believe in it. Realize that you're really doing real things. And like realize that it works. It mamish works. We have to believe in our tefillahs. We have to mechazik in tefillah. Tefillah always needs chizuk all the time. Like the Gemara Bracha says, stands at the highest point in the world in the Bnei Adam Mazal's limbo. Right? Purim is a day of tefillah. We have to do hachanas for it. So b'siyat shemayim, b'zochad v'kabal, the days of Purim, b'kedusha, b'tara, b'zochad v'kabal, shira sayam, parsha shira, this week, Shabbos shira, and b'zochad to that day of Yom Shkul Shabbos, m'nucha, l'chaim, l'kabal Shabbos, kaidesh.